Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from A Book of Friendly Thoughts by Nixon Waterman, published in 1913. Halfway, half-hearted doings never amount to much. Battles are not won with flags at half-mast. They are run up to the very tops of their standards, and are waved as far toward the heavens as is possible. If we lack enthusiasm, we are almost as certain to fail of achieving an end as a locomotive engine that lacks steam is of climbing a grade. A listless, lackadaisical spirit may get on all right, so long as the path of life is all on a level or down grade. But when it comes to hill climbing, and the real experiences of life that serve to develop character, we are likely to give up the contest and surrender the prize we might win to other and more earnest competitors. Aim above morality. Be not simply good. Be good for something. If you would get the best results, do your work with enthusiasm as well as fidelity. The world makes way only for the determined person who laughs at barriers which limit others, at stumbling blocks over which others fall. Everyone knows that the friends whom they love best are the ones who are alive to the world about them, and who feel an enthusiasm in the tasks and privileges that confront them. Enthusiasm is the breeze that fills the sails and sends the ships gliding over the happy waves. It is the joy of doing things and of seeing that things are well done. It gives to work a thoroughness and a delicious zest, and to play a whole-souled, health-giving delight. Only they who find joy in their work can live the larger and nobler life. For without work and work done joyously, life must remain dwarfed and underdeveloped. If you would have sunlight in your home, see that you have work in it, that you work yourself and set others to work. Nothing makes moroseness and gloom in a house so fast as idleness. Children are irritable and sulk if they are left with nothing to do. But if all have their work, they have not only their own joy in doing and creating, they have the joy of ministering to the movement of the whole house. Then they feel that what they do is part of a living whole. That in itself is sunshine. See how the face lights up, how the step is quickened, how the whole adult or child is a different being from the weary, aimless, lifeless, complaining person who had no work. It is all the difference between life and death. People talk about the indignity of doing work that is beneath them, but the only indignity that they should care for is the indignity of doing nothing. We must play life's sweet keys if we would keep them in tune. Charles Kingsley says, "Thank God every morning that you have something to do that day, which must be done whether you like it or not. Being forced to work and forced to do your best will breed in you temperance and self-control, diligence and strength of will, cheerfulness and contentment, and 100 virtues which the idle will never know." All the introspective thinkers of the world have agreed that nothing else is so hard to do as is nothing. It is unwholesome for one to have more leisure than a mere breathing spell now and then for the purpose of setting to work once more with renewed energy. Neither days nor lives can be made noble or holy by doing nothing in them. They who work with their hearts as well as their hands do not grow tired. A labor of love is a labor of growing delight. The moment toil is exchanged for leisure, a gate is opened to vice. When wealth takes off the necessity of labor and invites to idleness, nature executes her sharpest revenge upon such infraction of the present order. The idle rich live next door to ruin. But riches do not necessarily have to be associated with idleness. Riches rightly employed bestow upon the possessors of them the blessed privilege of being employed in the kind of work where they can serve to the best advantage and do the most for their fellow citizens. Indeed, the possession of riches places upon those who have them the moral necessity and obligation of doing more and better things in the world than is expected of the ones less amply supplied with wealth. From every person according to their ability, to every person according to their needs, the larger responsibilities are placed upon those to whom are given the larger means of achievement. So it is a mistake to fancy that the possession of great riches will relieve us from doing all the tasks and duties that are inevitably essential for the health and happiness of ourselves, of others, and of all humankind. No matter in whatever walk of life we may find ourselves, we must exercise our muscles, or they will become weak and useless. We must stir and interest our hearts, or they will grow hard and unresponsive. We must use our minds, or they will become dull and inactive. We must employ our consciences, or they will grow to be blind and unsafe guides that lead us into dark distress. To be employed does not mean that we must necessarily work in the fields, or in the factory, or in the office. There are 1,000 ways in which we may serve the world. The only requirement is that we shall devote a portion of our time and energy to genuine service in behalf of our brothers, our sisters, our parents, our teachers, our friends, and all the world. And we must be grateful for the chance to serve others and deem it an opportunity rather than an obligation. Above all, we must find delight in the work we are privileged to do. Everyone should enjoy life. Life was made to be enjoyed, and I mean life itself. Our very living and breathing. It is a divine pleasure to inhale a breath of fragrant air on a charming summer morning. And what jewels can compare in color or brilliancy with the pearly dewdrops that shine and glisten in the early sun? And the sun itself, the great, mysterious, miraculous sun, its myriads of vibrations dancing in the warm air like golden fairies and dazzling one's eyes with their wondrous beauty, filling one's soul with love and one's body with health. And in the evening, when the day's work is done, there is above us that mysterious depth of star-spangled sky. We cannot fathom its mystery, but like a stream of grace descending from heaven, we can feel the cool, refreshing dew on our upturned brow, until at last we feel that we should like to take wing and actually fly up among those unknown worlds and come back with a great story to tell. And even though we cannot grow the wings, we can go up in fancy and come back with the following message. Live life, love life, enjoy life, if you would overcome all fear of death. That is the spirit in which we should look upon all the beauty and wonder about us. Tomorrow will ever be a joyous hope, and yesterday a golden memory, if we are thoughtful regarding the manner in which we live today. There are many who make the serious mistake of thinking that joyousness and cheerfulness are only for the play hour, and are not to be made a part and factor of the time we must devote to toil. No view could be more faulty and regrettable. It is in our working hours that we should seek to be cheerful and full of sunshine. All of our tasks should be sweetened and glorified with the leaven of good humor. Remember that the task seems never very long if measured with a smile and a song. Miraculous things can happen when we change our attitude of mind and are determined to look upon the sunshiny rather than the dark side of life. We can all do as much. It is for us to say whether we will be happy and make others happy, or whether we shall be distressed and thereby distress others. What sort of person are you going to be? Are you going to make the world glad or sorry that you are in it? Let us all be grateful that abundant life lies waiting in the heart of winter, and there is no condition where life is not. Let us look well into our attitude of mind and our habit of looking at things, keeping in mind that there is nothing more certain than that we go and grow in just that direction in which our mind is most firmly fixed. Hoarding money absorbs the whole time and mind of the miser. How to scatter it is the chief thought of the spendthrift. Our daily actions, and their result on our lives, are the effect of a cause, and that cause is invariably our previous thought. What you think most of today will be most likely what you will repeat tomorrow. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance that we begin to think as deeply as possible on just those things that build us up. Half the work is already done if we can only concentrate our minds on that which we desire to do. It is the mind that drags us either up or down. Where that leads, we follow. The power of direction is with us, but we cannot send our mind in one direction and then take the opposite road ourselves. Therefore, whether we are moving upward or downward in the scale of life depends on whether we are thinking up or thinking down. This is a truth that everyone's experience will prove. Thought impels action, action forms habit, and habit rules our lives. So that no matter what direction we may wish to take, up or down, it is only necessary for us to fix our mind in the desired direction. So let us pause and take stock, and ascertain whether we are thinking ourselves up or down, whether we are building truthfully or falsely, whether we are going forward or backward. If we're thoughtful just this minute, in whatever we say or do, if we put a purpose in it that is honest, through and through, we shall gladden life and give it grace to make it all sublime. For though life is long, we live it just this minute at a time. Just this minute we are going toward the right or toward the wrong. Just this minute we are sowing seeds of sorrow or of song. Just this minute we are thinking on the ways that lead to God, or in idle dreams are sinking to the level of the clod. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow never comes within our grasp. Just this minute's joy or sorrow, that is all our hands may clasp. Just this minute, let us take it as a pearl of precious price, and with high endeavor make it fit to shine in paradise. By this cheerful attitude of mind, we are able to mold all things to our will, and better still, we are able to mold our will to our highest ideal of splendid womanhood and manhood.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.